You are listening to Let's Talk Tea Podcast with your favorite boss babe. Yep, Shani Summon Godfrey. This podcast is designed to transform, elevate, and empower you to build your legacy that lasts. I'm not on here by myself, y'all. I am joined by thousands of bosses across the globe right here on Let's Talk Tea Podcast. We are here for no other reason but to help you build your legacy with passion. We sweating over here. Welcome to Let's Talk Tea Podcast with Shani Summon Godfrey, your favorite host. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have an amazing guest here today. A little bit about me if you are new to us. I am Shani Summon Godfrey, founder and CEO of ShaniSummon.com, where we help entrepreneurs just like you launch and grow their business through media, business services, and financial services. We have a phenomenal guest here with us today. I'm not even going to do the introduction because E is that phenomenal. I'm going to save that for him. So Diamonds, give him a welcome, welcome, welcome to our community. And I'm going to turn over to our guest so he can introduce himself because look, he is that amazing. So guest of honor.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Shani, for letting me be a part of the podcast. I'm Sean Q. I'm a high-ticket sales coach. I'm a believer, and I love helping entrepreneurs recognize the value they bring to the market and help them land clients. I'm a big believer in building legacy and purpose and integrity, and I know that as soon as you begin to recognize how powerful you can be in the marketplace, everything shifts for you.
Yes, I love that. Sean Q, I love it. I'm kind of sound like mine, you know, we twins. But because I love that he is a believer and he is an entrepreneur. And I do believe that a lot of believers don't see how the two can coexist. So I love that he's doing both and he's doing great at it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Yes. Excited. So I have a question. My first question, it wasn't a planned question, but I do believe that our listeners will love to hear a little bit about that. How do you balance faith and entrepreneurship? How do you marry the two?
That's a great question. So as a believer, we do business differently than somebody who doesn't have a faith in Christ. And the reason why is because we have an eternal perspective. I'm in the marketplace as a missionary. Yes. There are people who will never go to a church service, but will come to a business conference or will come to a business event. And every single time I host an event or I'm anything, even this podcast, I pray, God, bring in the unbelievers. Bring in the people who need to see your hope and your life and your excitement and your love for them through me on this day, through this podcast. And it's a great opportunity for me to enter their lives in a way that's not threatening to them, because a lot of people have been hurt. They've been hurt by church, they've been hurt by pastors or by Christians, and are unwilling to have that conversation until they recognize how much you care about them. And so I can't tell you how many people come to our challenges or come to our workshops and say, Sean, there is something different. There's life here. There's joy here. And it feels like I'm in church.
Yes.
And I can't tell you how many times people have said, Sean, I started going back to church because of you. I started giving my life back to Christ because of you. And I'm teaching sales here. Genesis or Grace. I'm teaching sales. But I'm authentic and real about my faith at the same time and about my story, because I'm a broken mess without Christ.
Yes.
And it is only by him that I am able to do the things that we're doing through our business and in our own personal lives. And so the way you mesh it is simply by recognizing that God has called you to prosper. Now, not for the sake of prosperity, right? He doesn't just want to give you $1 million. He wants to resource you with what you need in order to further his kingdom. And so it's not just about prosperity, it's about purpose. And when you begin to understand that you have a purpose and that you have a purpose to change lives, whether that's as a janitor or an entrepreneur, doesn't matter what role you're in, as long as you're loving people to life, as long as you're bringing them back to Christ, and as long as you're showcasing his work in your life with every decision you make and every way you treat someone, then everything is going to allow you to glorify him.
Yes, I'm so excited. I am so excited. If y'all are in the room with us, I'm shaking my head. Yes, yes. Yes, because this is so awesome and authentic. And I'm sitting and I'm listening. And I know that there are entrepreneurs that think that if they profess their belief in Christ or their salvation or their Christianity, that they won't have clients. They won't make money. Right?
Yeah. And what's really incredible is we've attracted a wide variety of people. We're an inclusive company. So if, as long as you're not, like, learning how to murder someone, I want to help you get clients. And I will work with you, and I will show you the love of Christ, whether you're a believer or not. And that's my job, is to simply love you. God calls us to love him first,
yes,
and to love people. And if I can do those two things, I'm doing my job.
That is awesome. I love that. I do believe, and if you're going to build a legacy, build something with purpose and passion that you are fired up about, that you can sleep good at night about. And Sean mentioned purpose. And that brings me to my first real question that I had, but then I couldn't miss asking that first initial question about faith and entrepreneurship, because it's so important for believers to be confident in their faith and their business. So I'm excited. So, Sean, I saw you post in your group. Yes, I'm putting Sean on the spot, y'all. Sean have a phenomenal community, a phenomenal group, and we'll talk more about that further down in our discussion, because I want you guys to be a part of it. So Sean posted something that says, some people is living a life of purpose versus living in your proficiency. What is the difference? So I'm going to put Sean in the hot seat. What's the difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what happens to most people? They grow up and they discover they have bills to pay.
Yeah.
So they go find a job, and it's any job that's going to pay them so that they can pay the bills. Maybe it's an accounting job, maybe it's a desk job, you know, maybe it's a phone customer service job, whatever it is. And then what happens is you become really good at it. So you develop a proficiency. But that proficiency isn't your purpose.
Yes.
Your purpose is what lights you up, not what pays the bills. And most of the time, those two things are compatible. You can live in your purpose, and you can make money at the same time, because people want to reciprocate the gift that you give them through your purpose with money.
Yes.
There are people who are willing to say, oh my gosh, Shaney, you changed my life. I have to pay you.
Yes.
I need to pay you. And not just a low dollar, but I need to pay you what you're worth and what your skill has the value of that skill that has been to me. And so when what happens is most people live in their proficiency, what they're just good at because they developed the skill, as opposed to seeking their purpose. And there's a couple of ways you can find that purpose. Number one, discover what in the world makes you mad. Where is the passion to change the world? Maybe for you it's homelessness. Maybe for you it's sex slavery and trafficking. Maybe it's something completely different.
Yes.
Maybe for you it's corporate world and corporate, you know, leadership. It's disgruntled employees, right? So whatever in the world makes you angry, that's a sign that something is wrong, and you get an opportunity to change it. And so, one, what makes you angry, what makes you passionate, and then number two is really seeking, what are some of the natural skills that I've been born with? I believe God has given you talent for you to nurture and cherish and steward, and you have the ability to learn, you have the ability to analyze information, you have the ability to speak or to influence.
Yes.
You're very charismatic. Whatever that skill is, God has given it to you. And that is in very much direct alignment with your purpose. So what are your natural skills and talents? And then what makes you angry? And how can you put your skills to use to make a difference in the world?
Yes. Why is it so important for people to live in their purpose? Why is it so important?
Yeah. That's a great question, Shaney. So what happens is you get that job. It pays the bills. You get really good at the skill, but you don't really care for the skill. It's just what pays the bills. And then you grow old and you retire and you realize, I've wasted my life solving everyone else's problems.
Yes.
I've wasted my life building everyone else's dream. and living for their purpose. And there's nothing wrong with being an employee. There's nothing. I have employees in my company and I love them. I cherish them. There is nothing wrong with helping and supporting other people if that's your purpose.
Yes.
But if your purpose is, there are some people who are employees right now who their purpose is to go be the CEO of the next billion-dollar company.
Yes.
There are some people who have the solution to some of the world's greatest challenges, but they haven't given them enough time, given themselves enough time, or even given themselves permission to think that big. And so the reason why it's so important is because your purpose is directly tied with solving other people's problems in a way that's going to light you up and create legacy. See, I don't want to live a life that's all about me. I want to live a life that outlasts me, that creates impact, that reverberates through the generation, that my kids,
yes,
get to look back and say, wow, I can't believe my great-great-great-grandfather, Sean Q, got to create this impact, so now I can live the life that I'm living. Yes. I want to create impact for the people I'll never meet this side of life because I know I'm capable of it, and I know you are too, Shani, and everyone who's listening as well. So it's so important because there are problems in the world that need you to step up into your purpose so those can get solved.
Yes, I'm so excited because I do have a creative firm and it's called Legacy Consulting Firm. And our slogan is build with passion. So I'm so excited because when I hear Sean talk about legacy, I'm like, yes, leave it to the kids. I'm so excited because I'm a big believer in creating for the next generation, for the offspring, leaving that legacy behind. And I love it. And Sean don't just talk about purpose, y'all. Sean don't just tell us that live a life on purpose. Sean actually have tools and resources that he creates for us to have the tools that we need to start building our legacies. Sean, you want to tell us about some of those resources? Tell us about your challenge.
I have a free challenge, absolutely free, $5,000 worth of free training that we give away because we want to help people make that impact. And in that challenge, we show you how to have confident sales conversations. We show you how to build an offer so you can package your skill and your gift in a way that
yes.
people will actually want to buy it. We show you how to price it. We show you how to overcome any objections or concerns. And it's all for free. And so what we call the challenge is called the One Client Away Challenge because for some of you, you're making maybe $1,000 a month or $5,000 a month, somewhere around there is typical for somebody who has a job. One client is willing to pay you $5,000 to $10,000 a month to help them solve a big problem.
Yes.
And so that one client is your gateway into becoming a full-time entrepreneur, into you're one client away from quitting your job or hiring that new staff member
mm-hmm.
or being able to pay that bill or being able to go on that vacation. And so we want to help you land that client. And so we have this free 5-day challenge called the One Client Away Challenge. It's absolutely free. So to sign up right now, go to clientschallenge.com. So clients is plural. And so go to clientschallenge.com. You get signed up absolutely free.
Awesome. Now, you do have communities that you have built for entrepreneurs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I have a couple of free communities. So the first one is for Christian entrepreneurs. Look, if you are a believer that you know you've been called into the marketplace to change lives, you know that God is calling you to use your work as worship to Him, and you know God wants to partner with you to do business. He doesn't want you to do business for Him. He wants to do business with you. If you want to learn how to apply kingdom principles in your business, then join this free group. It's Christian Entrepreneurs Building Your Business with Purpose. Just go to Facebook, search that, you'll be able to find it. Christian Entrepreneurs Building Your Business with Purpose.
Awesome. I am so excited because I am a member of that group. That's how I came across Sean. And I've been loving his stuff ever since. And I love the fact that I can't stress it enough, faith and business, whether you are a Christian or not. I have spoke on platforms across the world and non-believers still say faith, right? Still talk about faith. So if you're going to talk about faith, then you want to get plugged into a faith building resources because business require faith.
Sean said it, you're one client away. And it takes faith to get that one client, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have about 9,000-10,000 members in there. So not only are you going to get access to me and all the resources we provide in that free community, but you're also going to meet incredible people like Shaney and some of the others who are active in that group.
Yes, I am so excited. Sean, where do we find you? Tell us about your website, how to contact you.
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of me is to take the challenge, clientschallenge.com. It's a live challenge. So I'm in there live every single day, and that's the quickest and easiest way to get a hold of me.
Awesome. Sean, is there any events, anything you want to share with us before we get ready to go?
The only thing I would say is continue doing great work. I mean, if you are incredible at what you do, you deserve to be paid very well. Shaney, you're incredible at what you do. You have an incredible audience and community here. So everybody who's listening, keep listening to Shaney. She cares about you. She wants to see your life changed and your business changed. And so continue to do good work, Shaney. And everyone who's listening, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us today.
Thank you. Guys, thank you so much for joining us in the Diamond community. Remember, we don't always start off where we are. We don't start off shiny. The Lord have to reach down and get us and build us. And that is now we are valuable. Our gifts, our past, our life is all valuable. And it's what makes us us. Remember, when life hit us, we don't quit. We elevate. Until we meet again, shine on, diamonds. Shine on.